Harrogate Hypnotherapy on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Around this time of the year, Christmas is done, New Year is done. The next event in a lot of people's diaries is Valentine's Day. And whether you are in a relationship, not in a relationship, you are aware that in February, Cupid's arrow will be here. It's the time for love. And it makes sense then to talk a little bit about relationships. So in the studio, I have Heather and John from Harrogate Hypnotherapy. Hello.
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 Where do people, to start with, where do people get an idea of what a relationship is and what that should look like?
Well, the first thing is that there's many different types of relationships. And the most obvious is the personal relationships between couples. But you have other relationships, for example, work relationships, parent-child relationships, teacher relationships, boss and employee, and all sorts of other friendships and relationships in our lives. But one of the biggest problems is that our training for what a relationship is, especially personal relationships, comes from our parents. So in the case of a personal relationship, let's take the case of a couple, Jack and Jill.
Love them, running up the hill.
Yes. And for that relationship to be remotely successful, Jill would need to be the same personality as her mother, and Jack would need to be the same personality as his father. Jack would also be the same personality as Jill's father for it to work.
Oh, really? Okay?
Because that would have been Jill's template of
what a man is.
Yeah, exactly. And they would need, obviously, some degree of physical attraction to each other. And they would have to come from a similar sort of cultural background and base of moral values as well. And the chances of all of those circumstances being in place is fairly remote.
Mm, I was going to say, there's a lot of boxes to tick.
Absolutely,
there.
Absolutely. So the surprise is not really that relationships don't always work very well, but that they ever work at all in the first place.
What is personality type? Is that important? So you say that, you know, you probably would grow up to be similar to, I'll be similar to my mother. But what does that mean, personality type, and why is that important?
Well, everybody's made up of different parts of personality. These are in a different sort of balance for each person. To get the best out of relationships, you really need to understand who you are, who you truly are, and how you operate, and try and learn how other people operate as well.
Can you ever do that? That's such a big question, isn't it? Who you are. Can you understand your own personality type?
With help, you can.
Yeah?
Yes. Some people truly do anyway, but other people are conditioned to think they're somebody other than they truly are. You may have been brought up to think that you need to have a steady job, raise a family, and that's what life's all about. But part of you really wants to travel the world or go out clubbing every night or have lots of excitement.
That little twinge,
yeah.
Little voice that keeps coming back in.
An interesting thing, Beth, is that some people feel that they attract the wrong people. In reality, we actually attract a wide range of people, but we will filter out the ones that don't comply with the patterns that we have learned ourselves.
Okay. Right?
So some people feel that they attract the wrong people, but what is really happening is that they are attracted to the wrong people.
Mm. Yeah, it takes two to tango.
Absolutely. And the reason that they are attracted to the wrong people is all down to those things that they have learned about what the right person should be.
Relationships are complicated. I mean, I'd say that's a fact. Mm. Are there some common issues that are quite regularly talked about?
One very common issue I tend to see a lot about is the fact that people are unable to assert themselves. Now, if you think about what assertiveness is just simply being able to express what your needs are, but also expressing those in a way that also respects other people's needs as well. So if you imagine a line, at one end of the line is the passive form of behaviour. People who are passive are really saying that other people's needs are more important than theirs. At the other end of the scale is aggressive form of behaviour. Aggressive people tend to say that their needs are more important than other people's. And you quite often find a passive person and an aggressive people in a relationship together, and they're adopting those roles.
Any other common issues that you tend to come across in lovers' relationships?
Oh, jealousy. I mean, an obvious one.
True, yes.
The root cause of jealousy is fear, really.
Fear of them choosing someone else, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. It's low self-esteem. really believing that your partner is more likely to find every other person more attractive than they are.
I'm pretty sure everybody will have had some experience of jealousy, be that whichever end that is. I think I've probably had it from both, actually. People have been jealous and I've thought, what are you jealous for? And I've done the other and thought, I feel really jealous. I don't like feeling like this. Is that something that can be helped? I mean, people come to you for all kinds of different therapy. Mm-hmm. If that's going on in a relationship, or there's the, you know, problem with the assertiveness or being, you know, passive, can those things be solved and helped?
Oh, definitely, yes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it comes down to developing a more awareness of oneself and why we are working in the way that we are. What is actually generating the behaviour? So in the case of jealousy, that largely comes down to fear. And the fear at the end of that is perhaps that we will be losing somebody that we care about. So the jealousy has a root in fear. And we can help people understand where that fear comes from. We can help people actually resolve that fear.
If somebody wants to find out more about Harrogate Hypnotherapy or wants to come and talk to either of you, Heather or John, how should they get in touch and find out more?
The best place to find out more information is our website at harrogatehypnotherapy.co.uk.
Both of you, thank you very much, and let's hope there's lots of happy relationships out there. But if not, the end is not here. They could come and talk to you.
So, that's true. Thank you.
Thank you.
Harrogate Hypnotherapy on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.